I'm Lou Dimes, and this is Thinking Independently. Listen to the tone of this man. Think about all of the wonderful people around him who have to listen to this leader of men, as he talks about the poor, dumb son of a gun in the street.
Well, I think once people read it, I think there's a certain shock to it, in the sense that, you know,
how would you know? Is this man ever been shocked? Does he have a pulse? I think there'll be a certain shock by the man in the street. Wake up! Wake up! Good Lord Almighty, the only thing that shocks me is that people like that can get to work every morning. They have no pulse, they have no passion, and apparently they have no, let's go to the Wizard of Oz, no brain, and aren't likely to find any volunteers to augment their deficiencies. Oh, I'm telling you, this is our best and our brightest. Folks, hang on. This is a heck of a ride we're on. So what do you think? More political games from the Obama administration. Don't worry about it. We don't actually have to do anything. Our government doesn't need to do anything, really. Don't solve the problem. Don't actually deal with the issues. No, no, no. Let's talk about it. Let's perpetuate it. Let's have some photo opportunities. Let's show the president in the Rose Garden. Let's cut to the horrible sound of Jim Jones, the National Security Advisor, trying to awaken what passes for an engaged mind in Washington, D.C.